This is Radio Nepal. I am Isin Srestha with the news, the headlines first. 71st International Mount Everest Day marked in Nepal today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on collective efforts to mitigate climate change impacts in mountains. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon claims new budget is centered on promoting domestic production and job creations. Newly appointed Gandaki Province Chief Minister Surendra Raj Pandey takes oath of office and secrecy. Chief Minister Pandey forms three-member cabinet today itself, and temperatures cross 50 degrees Celsius in parts of northern and central India as country grapples with extreme heat waves. Now the news in detail. The 71st International Sagarmatha or Mount Everest Day has been celebrated in Nepal today by organizing various programs. The day is marked in memory of the first ever successful summit of the world's highest peak, Mount Everest, by Tenzing Norgay Sherpa and Edmund Hillary on the 29th of May in 1953. The erstwhile government in 2008 decided to observe the day worldwide. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged one and all to make more efforts to keep mountains free from pollution and protect them. At a program organized on the occasion of the 71st International Mount Everest Day in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dahal pointed out the need to engage in the protection of mountains by making collaboration and coordination among all bodies concerned. The head of the government also requested all to support the government's Save Mountains, Save Humanity campaign. Prime Minister Dahal stated that with the rise in temperature due to global effects of climate change, mountains, including Sagarmatha, face its consequences. The Prime Minister said there are challenges to mitigate the impacts of climate change and implement proper measures for waste management in the mountains. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said economic reforms would get pace along with implementation of the budget for upcoming fiscal year 2024-25. Inaugurating a modern building of Chautara Hospital in Sindhupal Chowk today, Prime Minister Dahal mentioned that the budget for upcoming fiscal year was unveiled, targeting production and job creations. The head of the government shared that the thorough announcement of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, Nepal has now entered the new phase of economic reforms. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon says the government has initiated efforts for economic reforms of a new phase through the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. In his address to a discussion on the budget for the fiscal year 2024-25 organized by the Finance Ministry today, Minister Poon claimed that the budget is capable of finding a path for economic reforms by assessing the real economic picture of the country. Finance Minister Poon also claimed that the new budget has pursued a policy of promoting domestic production with an emphasis on agriculture, energy and IT sectors instead of adopting scattered priorities and objectives. The newly appointed Chief Minister of Gandaki Province Surendra Raj Pandey has taken an oath of office and secrecy. Gandaki Province Chief Dilli Raj Bhatta administered the oath to Chief Minister Pandey today. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pandey formed a three-member cabinet today itself. Bindu Kumar Thapa and Dr. Tek Raj Gurung were inducted in the province cabinet. Thapa received the responsibility of Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Water Supply along with the Ministry of Social Development. Gurung was assigned the responsibility of the Ministry of Finance. The Supreme Court on Monday issued a mandamus order to appoint Pandey as the Chief Minister, determining that the vote of confidence received by CPN-UML Parliamentary Party leader Khagaraj Adhikari was unlawful. Pandey has resigned from the post on the 3rd of April after the government he was leading fell into minority following the withdrawal of CPN Maoist Centre's support. Nepal has expressed its solidarity with the Antigua and Barbuda Agenda for Small Island Developing States SIDS and called on the international community for its effective implementation. In her address to the ongoing 4th International Conference on Small Island Developing States SIDS, on behalf of the group of least developed countries, Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal stressed the need for the effective implementation of the action. Meanwhile, Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal on Tuesday paid a courtesy call on UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in New York, the United States. The Nepal mission to the UN in New York stated that discussions were held on the Nepal-UN partnership, Nepal's graduation from the LDC category, UN's contribution to Nepal's development efforts, issues related to climate change, among other. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal has stressed the need of building a robust health system. Addressing the 77th World Health Assembly in Geneva on Tuesday, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Yadav underscored the pivotal role of international community and aid agencies on pandemic prevention, preparedness and response, and international health regulations to ensure a robust health system. On the occasion, he highlighted the progress achieved by Nepal in health sectors over the last two decades, particularly in life expectancy and maternal and child survival. While expressing satisfaction over the successful immunization program, the health minister raised concern about the inequality in healthcare services. Chairperson of CPNUML KP Sharma Oli has said that women are working in the front line to save the party. Addressing an inaugural session of the UML's two-day National Women's Conference in Kathmandu today, former Prime Minister Oli said that even when some evil forces were trying to destroy the UML, women and youth came to the forefront carrying the party's flag and defeated them. He also urged the women to be more assertive to save the nation and party further promoting the entrepreneurship. About 5,000 women representatives of various party committees and wings are attending the event. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Temperatures have crossed 50 degrees Celsius in parts of northern and central India as the country grapples with extreme heat waves conditions. According to the BBC, this week more than 37 cities in the country recorded temperatures over 45 degrees Celsius. On Wednesday, temperature in the capital Delhi hit a record-breaking 52.3 degrees Celsius. India's weather office has issued a severe heat wave alert for the parts of the city. At least 28 people have been killed and over 20 others injured on Wednesday morning in a bus accident in Washuk district of Pakistan's southwest Balochistan province. The Xinhua news agency quoted the local police as saying a bus carrying over 50 passengers fell into a ditch in Bismia area of the district, leaving 28 people dead, including women and children. Police and rescue teams rushed to the site and shifted the bodies and injured to a nearby hospital. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi province along with the hilly region and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi province and at one or two places of hilly regions of Bagmati province and Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. The 71st International Mount Everest Day marked in Nepal today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on collective efforts to mitigate climate change impact in mountains. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon claims new budget is centered on promoting domestic production and job creations. Newly appointed Gandaki Province Chief Minister Surendra Raj Pandey takes oath of office and secrecy. Chief Minister Pandey forms three-member cabinet today itself, and temperature crossed 50 degrees Celsius in parts of northern and central India as country grapples with extreme heat waves. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.